This is Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home here in Mason City, with today's KCMR Day Devotion. Our theme for today is Turning to God is Ongoing for All Those Who Follow Him. Our scripture passages are Isaiah 45, 18 through 25, and John 10, 1 through 21. God's peace is something to be sought after. How do we find what God wants for us? We find true peace and purpose from trusting in Jesus, His Son, as Lord and Savior. No one but Jesus can rescue you from sin, death, and destruction. We all have a sinful nature, not some more than others. With that said, you can safely trust in God to be your deliverer. God reminds us that if we place our faith and trust in idols, whatever they may be, it is misplaced. Only God can grant us a peace that passes all understanding. Proverbs 3, 5 through 6 says, Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him, and He will direct your paths. If you truly want to be wise, seek His counsel. Read the Bible for insight about spiritual principles that will make you a more complete person. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Turn to me and be saved, all you ends of the earth, for I am God and there is no other. That's Isaiah 45:22. We are nothing without Him. One day, our time on earth will be over. What will you have accomplished when it comes to how you spent your days? If you truly want to leave a lasting legacy that will be meaningful to those who knew you, live to follow Jesus in word and deed. Look at His words of life. I am the gate. Whoever enters through me will be saved. They will come in and go out and find pasture. John 10, verse 9. No matter what the religious leaders who differ with Jesus thought they had to offer, it was never going to be enough. When a person comes to accept Jesus into their heart, that is ongoing peace, both now and forever. It's important to hear and grasp the depth of Jesus' love for you. No one else could have taken your sins away and cleansed you from within. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. John 10, 14 through 15. When you think about how Jesus laid down His life for you, as He has for every believer, remember that people all over the world have benefited from the gift of salvation. As churches gather in a variety of locations, both here and abroad, we're mindful that the gospel has far-reaching implications. Jesus incorporates all believers into God's kingdom. I have other sheep that are nigh this sheep pen. I must bring them also. They too will listen to my voice, and there shall be one flock and one shepherd. John 10, verse 16. We are but one flock as we gather here to worship each week. One flock among many, wherever you worship. None of us are perfect, but we are made perfect in Christ. For by one sacrifice He has made perfect forever those who are being made holy. Hebrews 10, 14. As a child of God, take stock of who you are in Jesus' eyes. He died so that you might have eternal life. Every believer, every Christian is a saint because of the shed blood of Christ. The imperfect are made perfect in Christ. You'll notice in Scripture, Paul writes many letters to the saints at whatever church he was writing to. That is a calling. We are called to model Jesus by following Him. You have a walk unlike any other person. Take the name of Jesus with you as you travel and give His love away, one person at a time. Change your world by loving others as He loves you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. This has been Pastor Dave, chaplain from the IOF home. To hear this devotion again, go to kcmrfm.com. I hope you have a wonderful day.